Four-six.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the long.
Like I said, me's better than Bruce.
We take special requests, so a little Bruce in the morning just to get you going.
For the Millsteads.
It was Ben and Anderson, if it was Ben Millstead.
Probably was Ben and Anderson, yeah.
I have no idea why.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, speaking of Anderson, wants to you just come by. Just look. Take a peek. Come by and see what they do. Come by and see these new lines. I'll be honest with you. Before I went the first time to Granger Nissan of Anderson a few months ago, I didn't realize that they had so many new styles and new models. I had seen the Altima for years. I'd seen the Maxima for years. I'd seen the Sentra for years. I knew they had a great truck, and the Titan really has lived up to everything everybody said and more. But then, and this Murano, I've seen that around. But and the Pathfinder. But boy, you're seeing stuff like the Kicks and the Rogue Sport and the Versa sedan. This great looking stuff, the Frontier. These are great looking vehicles, new vehicles. Here's what I'm telling you when I think about the folks over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Inventory. Right now, 249 brand new cars, 363 cars. So great friends over at Granger Nissan. My wife just texted in, I need an Armada. Very clear.
You need to get her a new car. My goodness.
We will. One day. Upper management writes in, number one, that's horrible. Number two, I clearly have to find a new station listed. Number three, revenge is a dish best cold serve. We'll see what
best
comes out of all
cold is what you're looking
best,
for there.
Yeah, best serve cold. The text line is just jammed. We got the Budweiser song. We may as well get Diggins. I mean, Zach's excuse is going to be, hey, that was during the Winter Olympics. That was too long ago. That's past. As I told Zach, everybody here has their Klobbelhocken.
Klobbelbocken?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Klobbelbocken.
Mm.
Everybody here has their own Klobbelbocken today. Sure. Some people might be a big sales meeting. Some people might be getting their kids ready on the bus on time.
Sure.
We all have our own Klobbelbocken. For some folks, it's finding... Georgia Tech fans is finding, you know, maybe get $25 for your tickets today.
Mm-hmm.
For South Carolina fans, it's just the fact that you get to play a football game this weekend. I don't know. An SEC football game this weekend. So we have all have our own Klobbelbocken. So I think we need some Diggins.
You think so?
Any chance? The people ask. See, we meet the demand. They demanded the Budweiser song. We gave it to them. They demand Diggins. Any chance?
Close for the U.S. on so many occasions. Now moving up on the inside. Into second place.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the Klobbelbocken. It's Dan Nielsen leading Jesse Diggins into the final turn. Can Diggins answer?
As the roars rattle around the cross-country stadium in Pyeongchang, Sweden, the U.S., and Norway come into the line.
Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden. Yes! Jesse Diggins, yes, to the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes,
Jesse Diggins,
no,
delivering a landmark, no, moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history. The first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
My Jack Russell, a few months ago, strained his voice, and now he didn't bark quite right.
Really?
Yeah. You think that guy's voice has come back yet?
I mean, he strained his voice.
He heard his vocal cords barking too much. So you think that guy's voice is back yet? Or you think he walks around saying, hey, I'll take a number two.
Number two.
Diet Coke. Gold. I love that guy. And finally, I'm going to leave you with this Zach Gordon segment.
Mm-hmm.
Ray the Coke Man says, I've got the Budweiser song. I've got the Diggins. Now, if Zach will sing the hockey song, I might just skip out of work the rest of the week.
Just call out and be done.
Call out of work the rest of the week.
Just be done with it.
Any chance at all?
No. No chance.
Hockey season starting up, though.
Hockey season. There is preseason games happening. Happened last night.
Just give this to me one time then. But, all right. No. Just tell me this one time.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and opening night. Maybe on opening day. When's opening day? October?
October something. I can't remember the exact date.
On opening day, can I get the hockey song from you? I need a commitment.
We'll think about it. Not going to commit one way or the other.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Texas asks, can y'all discuss whether the front seven talent makes Venable's plan look great against Georgia Tech or if Venable's plan has really been that good over the past few years?
Hey, this is clearly a pop culture show now, friend. Don't be asking sports questions to us this morning.
It's okay. We can answer it.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. We can still answer that.
I guess we have to.
I would say both. I would say that the plan is only as good as the people. But Clemson had talented defenses before, not as talented. Talented defenses before and didn't have the right plan in place. Now, to be fair, Venables himself said it's about players. And he's being humble when he says that. I don't think there's a whole lot of secrets on what either team wants to do on Saturday. I think that through the years, you've got enough film on Georgia Tech to know that they can only block it so many ways. Now, I'll tell you this. There's probably 10 different ways to block each one of these. Maybe not 10. But you know what they're going to do. Now, when they do it, and that's the beauty of Paul Johnson, who is a brilliant play caller, by the way. Brilliant guy setting up plays. Brilliant guy making adjustments. He's limited athletically in his team right now, and his scheme is still limited. But as far as the play call itself, he's great at it.
Mm-hmm.
But they already know almost everything he's going to do. With that said.
Which is why you're worried about the trick plays.
Right. Right. And if you think about it, the only success that Georgia Tech has had in recent years against Clemson has been in a trick play or a pass. Clemson has shut down the run. We'll get into this later in the next couple of weeks, or next couple of days, about what they've done to shut down the run or do the numbers, what it looks like. I was going to do this on tomorrow's show, planning for all of the rushing numbers the last couple of years. But it's been really just devastating. If you remember, Mr. Orr 24, you weren't around then. Paul Johnson's first years at Georgia Tech, he had an unbelievable start. Do you remember this? Do you remember the great Paul Johnson years at Georgia Tech?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's because, A, you're young, and B, it's just so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you that in his first year at Georgia Tech, he went 9-3 and won the Coastal? In his second year, he went 10-3 and he won the ACC. And took his team to the Orange Bowl. In his first 2 years, they finished ranked in the top 25 both years, and he was 19-27. So, Math Mickey's coming in here in a minute.
Live on air, Math Mickey. Let's go.
At Georgia Tech, since then, he's 76-56. He started out 27-7.
9, 6.
40. He's 49-49 since then. Actually, because he lost the Orange Bowl, in his last 99 games, he's 49-50 at Georgia Tech. That's crazy, that's including 11-3 season.
It's not good.
No, I think I'm right by saying that. My math might not be 100% correct.
So you got to be confident when you go out there with that live math.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get the old calculator out.
I got to get the calculator.
Get the old TI-82 out.
Just to make sure. 19. Oh, no. I'm wrong by that.
Yeah.
I'm wrong by that.
No.
He is 57-49. 57-49 since those first 2 years. He is 34-31 in the ACC since those first 2 years.
Oh, man, that guy's a stud now.
I have been wrong three times on the show. I've been right a lot on the show. Let me tell you where I was right about this. During that time, everybody said, Paul Johnson is going to have a powerhouse at Georgia Tech. They've gone to the Orange Bowl. They've won the ACC. And here's what I said. And it's laughable now.
Yeah.
Zach, they went 19-7.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Clemson in the ACC championship. Put up all these yards. Everybody said, hey, man, this offense is going to be unstoppable. What I said at the time was they had Josh Nesbitt at quarterback that he inherited. That was the perfect option quarterback. They had Jonathan Dwyer at running back as their B-back, who was the perfect B-back when I'm playing with the Steelers. And they had Bebe Thomas at wide receiver, who every once in a while, on his eight times they did throw it, they would throw it to the big man, and big man make a play. They also had a really good defensive end that played in the pros for a while. Forgot these guys' names. Really good safety that played for a while. Forgot his names. But I said, here's the issue I said back then. This was in 2010. I told people, look, he's going to have a hard time recruiting. If you're an offensive lineman, Mr. Or 24, do you want to go where I'm just going to cut people, or do you want to go and I want to learn how to pass protect a little bit, get me ready for the NFL?
Well, he's going to be recruiting, and he would have been recruiting guys that maybe aren't good enough to do that, but they can still run that offense because they ran it in high school.
Okay.
That's what he's recruiting. That it's a limited pool.
Wide receivers. You going to Georgia Tech? If you could play wide receiver at the D1 level, you going to Georgia Tech, you're going somewhere else where you might catch rather than block every day.
You're going somewhere else. You're recruiting athletes out there.
If you're a defensive lineman, let me ask you this. If you're a defensive lineman, I said it would hurt you more than anything else. In spring practice, do you want to go to a place where they're going to cut you every single day? How about the texture coming through? Derek Morgan and Morgan Burnett. Very good texture. Very good. The defensive end and safety. Are you want to go to a place that they're going to cut you every single day and cut out your knees every day in practice?
No.
If you're defensive back, are you gonna go practice against that every day in the spring where we're not gonna work against the pass because we're gonna play against that all the time?
I mean, I'm with you. It wasn't sustainable. It's not gonna be sustainable.
Right. And that's all that happened. That eventually you got 2 and 3 stars, and eventually Clemson up their game too. Now there's academics involved, and there's lack of support involved. And Paul Johnson complains about that, and all that's rightfully so.
I'd rather this offense, though, than the Calvin Johnsons of the world, the Demaryius Thomases of the world.
Mm.
I don't want to see those guys lined up against Clemson anytime soon.
No.
Do you?
No, because Tech had it going a little bit there. I've seen Tech win a national championship in my lifetime.
Not mine.
1990? No.
Not my national champions.
Here's a great point by a high school coach, friend of mine. One of the things that hurts Paul Johnson is the pool of elite high school programs running that system has dramatically shrunk. Everybody now in football, you want to have fun in football. So now everybody plays a 7-on-7. He's passing things and you spread the field. And high schools want to throw out and play basketball on grass now.
Listen, you come on up to old High Point Regional in Sussex, New Jersey. We play triple option still. You can get all you need to up there.
If you want all the slow clod hoppers,
mm-hmm.
Then go up there and do that.
Hey, easy. We put a tight end in the NFL out of that program.
So when you go there, they're going to be saying, go High Point High, go High, what's the name of school?
High Point Regional High School. Go home of the Wildcats.
Go Wildcats. When you say High Point Regional. You said it all.
Yep.
Let me get William in Georgia, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. William, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not much. Hope you're doing well.
I don't even know why y'all even talking about Georgia Tech, dude. They're a train wreck this year. y'all should put 45 points on them guys with no problem, okay?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even talk about it no more, but I know y'all got to because – flagship station for Clemson, right?
Well, we're actually playing them this weekend, so that's one thing. So.
Yeah, I know. You never did give me your opinion on Georgia and Missouri yesterday. I guess you were in a hurry.
Yeah.
But
I can tell you now. Yeah. Missouri has some offensive capability, and Locke is a capable guy who can buy a little bit of time, and will make some plays advancing it down the field a little bit vertically. With that said, your offensive line is going to line up and smash Missouri, and Georgia will may struggle a little bit early, but will roll Missouri something to the tune of like 42-21.
Well, I hope you're right, my friend. But I'm going to tell you a concern that we all might have come Sunday morning. If Bama puts 60 on A&M, we all need to worry. That's all I can say about that. But anyway, y'all have a good day, and I appreciate you getting me in, my
friend. Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. Here's the deal for Clemson fans and for Georgia fans. You don't play Alabama till they play them December the 1st. So let's take care of all things in front of you first. Then you'll get your shot in December.
Listen, go ahead and be worried because they're going to put up a big number on A&M this weekend.
How big?
I don't think 60, but I think they put up 50 plus.
I don't think they put up 50.
Why?
I think A&M is good enough on the interior defensive line. And I think that A&M will possess the ball enough offensively. If A&M doesn't turn it over, it's going to be one of them 42-21s is also something like that. But not 50. It won't be half 100.
They put it 50.
I'll take that bet. You're going to regret.
Is that right? What are we betting on?
Around at Katichi.
Tell me about Katichi.
I've already just did it last segment.
Tell me about it again.
I already did it last segment. I'm not going to chew my... What is it? Chew my...
Oh, tell me what
twice.
It is. What
chew
is
my
it?
Cud twice.
There it is.
All right. When we come back, has some SEC power rankings for you. I feel very confident in my SEC power rankings.
Do you?
Yes.
Three weeks?
Yes. I have a firm grasp on the SEC right now.
Okay. I'm excited to hear it.
Also, at 7:45, Chris Lee, VandySports.com for the Gamecock fans, is going to preview a little Vanderbilt, South Carolina. Looking forward to that. Now, I want to tell you about our friends at Get Warrior Tough. Here's the thing I'm telling you. We did this, and we emerged stronger. The tater tots were cold by the time we ate them, but let me tell you something. We emerged stronger, buddy.
The most conflicted I've ever been in my life.
I know.
The most conflicted.
Get Warrior Tough. Andrew Whitman, Dr. Andrew Whitman. From now on, I need to call him Doc. If you have a doctorate degree, I'm calling it Doc. Dr. Andrew Whitman is the founder of Mental Toughness Training Center. He is a guy who he's walked the walk, by the way. In combat and in protecting our leaders. So he's walked this mental toughness walk. He's going to unlock your brain power, your potential to thrive in certain situations, keep fear and anxiety from hijacking your emotions, and defeat the negative effects of stress. Another reason why I'm in a good mood this morning, I can see Andrew on his back deck drinking coffee, listening to our show, me singing the Budweiser song. The bottom line is Andrew Whitman, Marine Corps infantry veteran, former federal agent with a doctorate in philosophy, is going to help your business. He could custom make a plan for your business to fit your budget. 977-1443, 977-1443. It's getwarriortough.com. SEC Power Rankings. Win game Wednesday with South Carolina's 2019 schedule after this short break.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Weather is changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with a new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama Tires, just $20 with R&R's 6-month Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com. R&R.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like it, yeah.
When you go with trail, I'm going to tell you something good. You go with experience. And trail, I remember when we were looking, we ran a little ad for a little bit here on them looking for new project managers and project superintendents and things on these lines. And I remember doing the ads, and they're like, we need 15 years of experience or 10 years of experience or 12 years of experience in that field. You know, the average project manager with trail has over 13 years of experience as a project manager. The average project superintendent has over 15 years of service with trail. So you're dealing with, you know, whenever something comes up, and I'll be honest with you, Zach, when it comes to project, all things come up all the time. I don't even know what could come up. Water damage or some sort of drainage issue. I don't, that comes up. Well, they've seen that, and they've seen it time and time and time again. Trail's been doing this for 34 years now, and they've done 1,200 different projects. Nothing's going to come up they hadn't seen before. And that's going to lead to getting that thing back on time again. Whenever you build in a normal building and you hire an architect and you go and you hire a contractor and all that, and there's going to be these delays, and that's why all these projects are always delayed. Trails are always done on time. Their experience, their delivery method leads to that. I want you to call Trail, TREHEL.com, TREHEL.com, Trail, or at 1-800- 319-7006. 1-800-319-7006. Love those folks. I want to do some South Carolina win game quickly. 2019 win game. Win game Wednesday.
Of course, the reason being they released their schedule yesterday.
Right.
Which is craziness. Why can't Clemson do that?
I know.
The one thing I'm jealous about. They released their schedule early.
One of the things.
Oh, what's the other thing? Yes. Song bumps.
USC.
Bumps.
That's two things you're jealous of.
Mm.
All right, ready? Whenever they win, just go. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Whenever they lose, go. Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, I'm going to go with win or loss. Actually.
Go Cox. All right, I'll do it that way. North Carolina and Charlotte, August 31st.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Charleston Southern.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Alabama in Columbia, September 14th. Dun, dun, mm-hmm. dun, dun. One loss. At Missouri.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Kentucky at home.
Dun, dun, dun.
No!
Dun. 6 years in a row at that point, right?
I'm going to give him a win there.
Why? What reason?
I don't know.
Okay.
Open date, or they're better, recruiting better.
You
open
can
date.
Lose the open date in Columbia.
At Georgia.
They lose.
Dun, yep. dun, dun, dun. Florida at home.
Another dun, 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 dun. They lose.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving them a doodle doodle doop. At Tennessee.
Doodle doodle doo.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'll say the flip before in okay. Florida and Tennessee. Vanderbilt at home.
They can be Vandy at home, of course.
App State at home.
Well, they win. They beat App State.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. At Texas A&M?
Loss.
Agreed.
Nice little loss in year two of Jimbo.
Open date. They got two open dates. Everybody's two open dates next year. And Clemson at home.
Loss.
You got 5-7. I got 7-5.
And Will's gone.
Not yet. Hot seat for 2020, though. Hot seat.
If he goes 5-7 in 2019?
Yeah. Hot seat.
After going 6-6 this year? He's gone.
Dun, 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 dun. No.
Catch the axe.
He's going 8-4 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going up in your outlook of the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Let's do this year. Quick.
Well, are they getting this other game in? Is that going to happen?
Yeah, they're going to get it in. They'll play Benedictine on December the 1st. They'll play somebody from the state. They'll play a South Carolina State of Furman December the 1st. All right, so give it to me really fast here. You got one loss so far. Vanderbilt, at Vanderbilt this week.
Well, okay. It's a two-point spread.
At Kentucky.
It's a two-point spread this week.
I know. I'm with you.
I think they lose one of those two.
I agree there. Missouri at home.
Loss.
No, I'm going with
Missouri's
going
to outscore them.
No. A&M at home.
Loss.
Dun, 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 dun. Tennessee, open date, Tennessee at home.
When?
At Mississippi. Mississippi can't play defense, but they can score.
That's true. But they got thrashed this weekend. I'll go South Carolina.
At Florida.
I'll go South Carolina.
You know what? I'm going to say split those. So we're both at four losses now. Chattanooga.
When?
And at Clemson.
Loss.
7-5 is what you got.
Yeah.
I got 7-5, and you got 7-5, 5-7. I got 7-5, 7-5.
7-5, 5-7. He's still gone.
So you're telling me for Will Muschamp's career, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Dun, that's it. I don't know.
You got to figure out a way to win some games this year.
You better win this year a little bit. I'm telling you better win this year.
Did you send me the screenshot of message board where they're talking about national championship stuff this year, South Carolina fans? Was that you?
No, I saw it, though. But what they got to do to get in the SEC championship?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to do something I would never, ever, ever, ever do.
Oh, no.
Creighton Tomlinson, 11th birthday today. Awesome, man. Awesome. Said they're looking forward to their mountain house and little great outdoors. Uncle Buck this weekend. Can't wait, man. So that's awesome. Very, very many, many, many more, my friend. Creighton, I hope you had the best birthday ever. Hope the 11th one's the best one. The 12th will be even better than that one. So happy birthday to Creighton Thompson. Very good stuff there.
We don't do that. Come on, you're better than that.
Can you play the music for our SEC Power Rankings?
SEC Power Rankings.
It's bad when fake punts work.
Oh, man.
It's bad when North Texas runs you out of your building. It's bad when you get punked 44-17. Arkansas's number 14.
Arkansas's a distant 14, right? You can't lose to North Texas. You just can't do it. Off to a rocky start in the Chad Morris era down there. Arkansas number 14.
Speaking of rocky, Rocky Top number 13. 2-1. Still hadn't beaten anybody. That's a bad schedule.
Yeah, everybody still remembers their beating they took against West Virginia in week one. Tennessee as 13 for me as well.
I've got Ole Miss number 12. 62 points. After the first play, you got run out of your building as Alabama fans took over your stadium. Not good. Ole Miss number 12.
I, too, have Ole Miss at number 12. It's a tough look against Alabama last week. You hate to see it. They can still score, but just not against Bama.
I put Florida at number 11. I'm still going back to Florida. Now, they got them a nice little win. I'll need that again, by the way. Got them a nice little win against Colorado State. But you can't lose to Kentucky at home. I've got Florida at number 11.
I have South Carolina number 11.
Really?
Still after taking that beating against Georgia. They have a very, very tough stretch coming up here. Some stuff that could go very, very wrong.
They're a very tough stretch.
They're a two-point favorite at Vandy this weekend.
They got Vandy, Kentucky, Missouri coming up. How's that a tough stretch?
They could lose this weekend. They're going to lose next weekend. Missouri can outscore them. That's a tough stretch.
Come on, man. That's not a tough stretch.
Let me tell you something.
What?
That 5-7, that 7-5 we just did, quickly turns to a 5-7. They lose 2 of 3.
Come on.
If they lose 2 of 3, it's over.
They're going to win all three, man. That's
not.
That's an easy win.
Why? Why are you saying that?
It's stinking Vanderbilt, stinking Kentucky, and stinking Missouri.
Stinking Vandy that took Notre Dame to the brink last week.
And then they trip over the bottom lip this week because they're pouting.
No.
I have Vandy number 10. Vanderbilt, you know what? They played great. Vanderbilt's a little more physical than you've seen. Got a decent quarterback. Put the Commodores at number 10.
You have the Commodores
easy
at
like
10.
Sunday morning at number 10.
That's not even a problem for you, huh?
Nope.
I have Florida at number 10. Obviously.
When you say Florida, they're number 10.
Whoa. Fantastic. Florida, of course, losing to Kentucky, but they have to win the bounce back win against Colorado State last week in Tennessee this weekend. Florida at number 10.
Texture. Meat grinder. South Carolina number 9, man. Gamecocks, you got to answer. You didn't play last week. You got to answer. Don't. I'm just telling you right now. Don't lose to Vanderbilt on Saturday. If you do, then don't listen to this radio show on Monday. Don't do it.
It's going to happen.
No,
I don't know
it's
why.
Not going to happen.
What do you mean it's not going
to
happen?
No, you can't lose to Vanderbilt.
They're
football.
A two-point favorite at Vandy.
Are they 2-point what?
Favorite.
Okay.
2 points. Might as well be a pick 'em.
No, don't lose to Vanderbilt, I'm telling you.
Your number was a number 9? Vandy's my number 9 team. The should-be favorites this weekend, the Vanderbilt Commodores, the victors this weekend. Vandy sitting at 2-1 right now, took Notre Dame to the brink, as we talked about. Vanderbilt number 9.
Hey, don't let Odom, don't sleep on Odom in Missouri. They had a last-second win at Purdue. Nice to see it. Missouri undefeated. Missouri 3, and I've got Missouri number 8. Drew Locke's slinging.
I have them much higher.
Really?
Much higher.
Really?
I have Kentucky at number 8. C-A-T-S. Cats, Cats, Cats. Still coming off of that huge win against Florida for them. They'll have South Carolina in 2 weeks. Another SEC win for them in the conference. Kentucky number 8.
I think it's absurd you have Kentucky that high. I've got Kentucky number 7. you know what? I want to see it again. Kentucky, if you've arrived like you say you've arrived, Let's see what you do. You got a home game, Mississippi State, the biggest game in Kentucky football history coming up this weekend. Kentucky can be ranked next week against South Carolina if they only beat Mississippi State Saturday night ESPN2.
I think it's crazy that you have them that high. I have Missouri at number 7, as I told you. Missouri can score the football. That's been the case for years now, right? Don't sleep on Barry Odom. It's about that offense. They got 131 points.
Barry,
unbelievable. 3-0. Here we go. Missouri. It is time for Missouri to take hold of
you
this
said number 7.
SEC East. Missouri number 7.
I have Auburn 6. We got to hurry through these.
Ooh.
I've got Auburn 6. Here's the deal. As Brad Sinka said yesterday after the show, we were talking about it. I just get tired of, hey, Gus Malzahn's great. Gus Malzahn's terrible. Gus Malzahn's great. Gus Malzahn's terrible. They're blaming referees down there. That's never really good. Auburn number 6 after losing at home to LSU.
I have Auburn at 6 as well for a lot of the same reasons. It's getting annoying, the seesaw back and forth between good and great and bad and terrible.
I'm firing him hot seat. No, he's great. Fired him hot seat. No, he's great. A&M at number 5. Here's the thing about A&M. Enjoy it. You're dropping this week.
You
Alabama's
so,
going to
huh?
run you out. Yep.
Bama is going to run them out, but A&M is my number 5 team as well.
I'm impressed with Mississippi State. I've got them at number 4.
Oh, we're going to
They've
have
got a
top
very
four.
Good defensive line. And you know what? They got some playmakers back there on the offensive side of the ball. I think this line of scrimmage to Mississippi State is pretty good. I've got them at number 4.
I have them number 4 as well. I'm still convinced that their head coach is an English teacher that just got lost on the way to work. He doesn't look like a football coach. He looks like a guy who is in over his head. But right now, he's got him going a little bit. Number 14 in the country, the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Hey, just got a text from a Clemson fan. Clemson fans are jealous of Kentucky fans.
Why?
They have a chance to put up a firebomb on South Carolina before Clemson gets
a firebomb.
Go Georgia Tech. LSU number 3. LSU beat 2 top 10 teams this year. LSU number, I've got them number 4 in the country, number 3 in the SEC.
LSU number 6 in the country right now. The LSU Tigers, go Tigers. Number 3.
Georgia's offensive line's number 2.
Yes.
Just all you want to say about it, just put another running back. Doesn't matter. Put another any kind of running back there. That's it. This number 2.
Georgia number 2.
Georgia's offensive line.
And I did something wrong.
And here, keep that going because I want to tell you about number 1. You say Alabama. They're number 1. Alabama 1, of course.
Alabama 1.
Speaking of Vandy football, when we come back, Chris Lee's going to join us from VandySports.com. The Commodores are getting ready to host South Carolina coming up on Saturday at 4 o'clock SEC Network. We'll see what their thoughts are coming out of the Notre Dame loss when you come back. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you. They want to show you their full-service lumber yard for your builders, remodels, handymen, every single delivery on time, in full, every single time. They're going to team with you. They're going to work with you. You're going to have this very strong bond, this very strong relationship, first name basis, cell phone numbers, calling them up, and hey, we need this. I know it's a late order. Get this in for us. Can you take care of us? Yes. The answer is going to be yes. Yes, we got you. We'll take care of you. Yes. You got all kinds of things to worry about in the world. Don't worry about what's happening with your materials. Harbin Lumber is going to get it to you. Did you see my tweet this week retweeting someone, the Harbin Lumber delivering all that stuff? All
I saw it. I saw it.
That's right. Harbin Lumber every time, on full, every single time. It's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Chris Lee, VandySports.com, previewing Gamecocks and Commodores right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready.
Randy's trying to blow up chicken man this weekend.
They are.
Try to see how that works for them. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let them come in. They're going to clean out your garage. They're going to lay down this high-performance epoxy base. It's a solid epoxy floor. They're going to put this, I don't know, was it like 50 pounds of the chips down there. They're going to seal this floor for you, slip-resistant, stain-resistant. No more automotive fluid stains. You wipe those up. Your floor looks great. You can get you a Tiger paw, get your Gamecock logo, get you a Vandy sports logo, get you a get any whatever you need, get it there for you. You're going to love it. You're going to love your garage. It's going to increase the value of your home, and it's so much more affordable than you could ever believe. Call the folks now who've done thousands in the upstate. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. No obligation phone call, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. We go to our guest lines to Nashville, Tennessee, where Vanderbilt will host South Carolina this weekend, and Chris Lee of VandySports.com joins us. Hey, Chris, been a long time, man. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
It has been a long time. I was thrilled to get the message from you to come on, and it's great to connect again.
Well, no doubt about it. Great to connect. Talking about Vanderbilt sports right now. Boy, I tell you, I was at a restaurant this past year watching Vanderbilt come down here in baseball and what they've done to Clemson the last couple of years and Tim Corbin's squad. Basketball at many times now. We've seen some great wins there. Football's getting closer, it seems. Tell me about Derek Mason. He's in his fifth year. How is the progress? It's not the easiest job in the world. There's some other issues that might be going on, you know, with support and things like this. How is Derek Mason progressing, and how is his program progressing to what the expectations were for his program?
Boy, that is a tough question to answer, Mickey. And I think what happened Saturday may have a long way to go in how you answer that. You know, his first year, he didn't look like he had any idea what he was doing, and I don't really think he did in terms of being a head coach. His second year, they got a little better. His third year, he just about put himself 5 feet under the ground, and then they had a nice turnaround at the end of the year. They beat Ole Miss. They beat Tennessee. They started last year 3-0 before Alabama just clobbered them and it fell apart, and I just didn't know about this year. They have come out, they have looked better on both sides of the ball, especially on the defensive side, than I thought they would. And I don't know, I think this is a make-or-break game because there are things, sometimes I watch him and think he's really close to figuring this out, but he just has a tendency through mistakes they make or untimely calls or clock management or maybe just not using the right players at the right times to where he's almost there and then they kind of blow it. I think the jury is out. I think this weekend's going to be a big game for them.
That leads me to my next. I made a statement about three times so far this week that make a break game, this thing can go two ways. A, you get a lot of confidence. I know you lost. You outplayed Notre Dame on the road in Notre Dame Stadium in front of touchdown Jesus. You had every chance in the world to win the game. You didn't. Do you build off of that with some confidence, or do you see it? Sometimes we see this. One loss can beat you twice. You're stepping on your bottom lip all week long. Still, you can't get that hangover out of the way. Which one of those is the most likely scenario? A, do you agree that both those can happen? B, which one would you anticipate Vanderbilt coming out on Saturday with?
Yeah, that's another good question. I mean, I think, Mickey, you've probably seen them long enough from a distance. Now, they've had a number of these near misses before where, like, oh, man, they almost beat such and such, and it's a team they had no business playing with. I think the difference in the Notre Dame game was they actually outgained them 420 to 380, and they outgained them per play, I think, 6.0 to 5.1, which points to they may be a pretty good team. I think they believe that. They insisted that they were taking no moral victory from the Notre Dame game. Other people could feel good about it, but they weren't feeling good about it. I watched the players at Tuesday's press conference. Their body language and demeanor seemed to back that up. I don't know. I think that they've got a chance to use this as a building block. And, again, what I take away from the first three games is I think there's some underlying signs that this may be a legitimately, not a great football team, but maybe a good one. I think that's what they believe, but, man, South Carolina has beaten them 9 times in a row. That's a hurdle they just can't seem to get over. I think from a mental standpoint, beating Carolina would be huge, not only in advancing their season, but just getting past some of those mental blocks.
I noticed two things on Saturday in watching the game with Notre Dame. I watched the last three quarters. We missed the first quarter coming back home. One, it looks like that Shurmur is comfortable and he's making plays, and he's making plays downfield and really, you know, going to second, third wide receivers. Two, this looks like a much more physical team. I know you had a lot of seniors. I know there's a lot of returning starters, especially on both those lines of scrimmage. Am I right by thinking that because I only saw a little bit of the Middle Tennessee State game, didn't see any of the Nevada game. This looks like the most physical Derek Mason team we've seen yet. Is that a true statement?
I think probably. On offense, they've got a lot of pieces. I mean, a lot more than they normally have. But yesterday, from what I understand, their practice was just filled with NFL scouts. They've got some kids on this team who can really play. I don't know if they've got any first or second round picks, but they've got a lot of kids who I think will wind up being drafted. On the offensive line, they're big across the front. I think they average 310 to 315. All those guys had starting experience before this year. They've got some physical running backs. Yeah, I think that – I don't know that they're Alabama or Georgia in the way they can just manhandle you, but I think in terms of being a big physical team along the front, at least on offense. On defense, I think it's a different story. I think that's where they got exposed a little bit last week. Their defensive line, I think, averages 282. They run a 3-4. I don't think he's ever quite been able to recruit the kinds of players that he wants to run that scheme, and I think that's where they're vulnerable, is getting blown off the ball on that side. But I think on the offensive side, yeah, I think they are for sure.
Chris Lee, VandySports.com. Vanderbilt Stadium is a place that, you know, we have seen, you know, big crowds there and crowds get fired up about it. I envision, and tell me if I'm wrong, I think weather, I want to understand weather's going to be okay, and you've got a team maybe welcoming home a pretty good effort last week. Can the Vandy people get behind this team? Can we see a nice Vandy crowd on Saturday?
That's the million-dollar question, too. I mean, you're asking a lot of good ones. I think that, you know, they've been in the news for stadium and attendance and all kinds of things, and rightfully so. But that's a program where if they give their fans something to believe in, it's not a big fan base, but it'll show up, and it'll show up passionately. They've been getting outdrawn by SEC teams in their own stadium for basically 2 years running. But I think that they've potentially given the fans a product to believe in. I think that this is a big opportunity for fans to come out and show up in droves, and I'm kind of anxious to see if they will. I think if they can put together a couple of good games, those crowds will come back, and they're never going to have a huge fan base. But I remember James Franklin's last game when they went to Birmingham in 2014, and just it was a bowl they didn't want to go to. Their fans, they thought they deserved better. But they brought 35,000 people to Birmingham. I think that shows you that there's some interest that can be tapped into there. But the fans have got to believe, and when they've had four straight losing seasons, that's just hard to do sometimes.
Chris, give me a key for Vanderbilt on both sides of the ball. Let's begin with offense. What has to happen for Vanderbilt offensively to win this game?
I think it's two things. I think they've got to not turn the ball over. They've done a good job at that. The first couple of games, the Notre Dame game, they turned the ball over at the one on a fumble. They threw an interception in the end zone, although that was more of a long throw. They weren't in the red zone on that one. And they missed an opportunity when Donovan Tennyson dropped a wide-open pass at the Notre Dame one, and they settled for a field goal. I think it's not making mistakes is one on offense. Number two is they've got to push the gas. I think they've got more playmakers than maybe they've ever had on offense since I started doing this in 03. I think they're going to have to go a little bit less safety with extra tight ends and extra fullbacks, and maybe put some of their freshman receivers, who I think they've got a really good bunch there. They just don't play those kids very much. I think they're going to have to start taking some more chances and the opportunity to generate some more big plays. That's the keys, I think, on offense. On defense, I think it's going to be forcing turnovers. They forced six the first two games. I think it's going to be stopping the run. Again, that's the thing that I was concerned about heading into the season. Notre Dame is not a good running team and put up over five a carry on them. I think South Carolina is probably a better running team, although maybe not a great running team, but I think they've got the physical pieces to give Vanderbilt problems. But if they can force some turnovers and keep the running game respectable, then they've got a shot.
Injury-wise, how's the health of the Commodores coming in Saturday?
Mickey, I think they're great. I don't know if they're going to have Colin Anderson. I think they will. He's their starting inside linebacker. He's missed the last two games. They got Zaire Jones back last week. He's their starting safety. I don't know that he needs to be their starting safety, but he was coming into the season. He was suspended. He was back last week. Sage Young is their backup left guard. He played some last week before he got nicked up again. I don't know what his availability is going to be, but as far as I know, I think they've got pretty much all of their first and second team pieces available, which is pretty rare this time of year.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this. My good friend Stephen Bright, former Vanderbilt player, says, just got my car from workout. Love hearing my guy on the radio. So greetings from Greenville, South Carolina. Former Commodore Stephen Bright says to tell you hello. Hey, great success. The place to find this weekend for previews, for reviews, for Gamecock fans wanting to find out information about the game, it's VandySports.com. It's a great website. Go by and see Chris. And Chris, let's talk again maybe later in the year. Look, I think this is big. You got Ole Miss. You can beat Arkansas on the road. You're on Tennessee now. We could be talking about Vanderbilt having a very successful campaign, but, boy, it all starts Saturday. I can't thank you enough for your time today, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. And hello to Steve. And he had some moments in the black and gold. I think Sanford Ware is in your listening
area,
too. So if he's listening, I know him. He's a good dude. And hello to him as well.
Two of my very best friends in the world and love both those guys and their families. So great people there. Chris, great work. Keep up the great work on the website. We'll send some folks VandySports.com to check out previews and reviews for this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. That's a good friend, Chris Lee. It's been a long time since I talked to him. Good guy up at Vandy Sports. Does a good job there. We'll take a break, my friend. Hey, by the way, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins and his great team, speaking of friends of mine, let Mark and his great team take care of you at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. You're going to get local people. You're going to get local people taking care of you. It's my great friends there. These people are